Good morning, church. John here, and I'm really delighted to be able to do the Andacht for today. The verse that we're going to be focusing on today comes from Jeremiah 29, verse 7, and it says, "Also, seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper." And this is part of a letter sent to the Jews living in Babylon after the sacking of Jerusalem by Nebuchadnezzar. And I find it interesting because the verses just before this one that we read talk about integration. They say, you know, build houses and settle down, plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters, find wives for your sons and give your daughters into marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there, do not decrease. Yeah, it tells me a story of integrating into this foreign land where these Jewish people have been taken. You know, they didn't even choose to go there. They're exiles in this place. And when I was reading it, another verse popped to mind, and it's from John 15, verses 18 and 19. It says, "If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belonged to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you." And as I was processing these two verses, or these couple of verses, in the last few days, I realized that, you know, in many ways we are still, or we can still feel like exiles today, living in this world that we are part of, but, you know, not necessarily integrating morally into, perhaps. As Christians, we have a very clear moral compass and a set of values that we try to live our life by. And that can stand in quite stark contradiction often to the values and the morals of the world. And what I take as an encouragement from these verses is that even though we can feel like that, we're still called to be part of the world. We're still called to be you know, in our communities, and to have not just Christian friends, you know, don't just stay in our Christian bubbles, but integrate with the world, but be different so that the world sees that, sees Jesus in us, essentially. And I think another aspect that I really find super important is this piece about around praying for your city. And as a little encouragement, last year, as part of the 21 days of prayer and fasting in the summer, a few of us met up one evening in the center of town up by the Coup and did some worship together, and then broke off into pairs and just walked through the city, and we're just praying, being led by the Holy Spirit to pray for different areas of our city. And maybe that's an encouragement for you this week to take some time to maybe in a lunch break or one evening after work or whenever you're able to find the time to walk around your neighborhood, walk through your community and commit it into the Lord's hands. And in that spirit, I wish you a wonderful day.